AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. More states lift restrictions as coronavirus case numbers drop. CDC guidance has not changed. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked if any changes may be coming.
Yes, we are prepared. We are working on that guidance. We are working on, you know, following the trends for the moment.
Canadian truck drivers remain parked in Ottawa, the nation's capital, and blocking key border crossings with the U.S., including the Ambassador Bridge, which carries a third of all trade goods between the two countries. Windsor, Ontario Mayor Drew Dilkins.
It will have to be a resolve one way or the other. And I'm not saying that to suggest that, you know, we're going to go in with battering rams and 1,000 police officers. That may not be the solution. But there has to be a resolution to get this border crossing open.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he bears responsibility for the league's struggles in improving diversity on coaching staffs and high-level executives on the teams and in the league.
We just have to do a better job. We have to look, is there another thing that we can do to make sure we're attracting that best talent here and making our league inclusive. If I had the answer right now, I would give it to you.
In a press appearance before the Super Bowl, Goodell says the league will look into allegations made by former Miami coach Brian Flores in his lawsuit charging racism in the league, and that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 per game to lose in 2019 to help the team's draft status. A former casino executive is sentenced to serve 1 year and 1 day in federal prison, the stiffest sentence so far handed down in the college admissions bribery scandal. Gamal Abdel Aziz was also ordered to serve 2 years of supervised release, 400 hours community service, to pay a fine of $250,000. The 65-year-old Las Vegas resident was convicted of fraud and bribery conspiracy for paying $300,000 to get his daughter into the University of Southern California as a basketball recruit. This is AP News. A call for a rollback of the federal gasoline tax.
AAA puts the national average of a gallon of gasoline at more than $3.45 right now. Senators Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan see that's putting a strain on American workers and families who could use a break from the federal gas tax. It's been 18.4 cents per gallon since 1993. Money from the gas tax goes into a trust fund that helps pay for highway construction projects and public transit. The senator's bill would require the Treasury Department to transfer general funds into the trust fund to keep it solvent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Apollo 16's moon mission launched April 16, 1972. Conservation crews are working to get the capsule ready in time for the 50th anniversary celebration at the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Former NASA astrobiologist Richard Hoover.
This is a piece of history that human beings should be able to enjoy millennia from now, not just in the next few decades or centuries.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.